Back now with day-to-day, Israel's escalating incursion into Lebanon has triggered a run-up in world oil prices. Today, prices are close to $80 a barrel. Marketplace's Janet Babin is here. And Janet, tell us more about what's behind this rise in oil prices.
Well, Madeline, analysts say that in addition to the tensions in the Middle East, it's really a tight market right now. With global economic growth just ballooning over the past few years, the world has seen places like China and India using a lot more oil, feeding demand. So there's been a sort of demand shock to the market that's upped prices. And now we're dealing with a supply shock. There have been supply interruptions in Nigeria, Venezuela, and Iraq, and now possibly more interruptions because of the fighting between Israel and militants in Lebanon. Adding to that, there's only limited spare capacity in the global oil supply system. So anytime there's instability in the world, especially near oil supplies, the market reacts in prices go up. And analysts say it's ironic that because global crude oil supplies right now are actually in better shape than they've been in for quite a while. But you still have to consider that there's this very little spare capacity of crude oil to go around, and what crude is available is really of a lower quality.
So is this a matter of market psychology then?
Yeah, it's kind of a mix of both, of this supply and demand issue and of fear. Oil has really become synonymous with geopolitics. So world politics is part of the cost of that barrel of oil. That's why even though Israel and Lebanon don't produce oil, what happens there can push prices. Tom Wallen gave me his perspective on this. He's with the Energy Intelligence Group newsletters.
There's no direct impact on any oil producer with what's going on between Israel and Lebanon. But it raised this whole concern about the stability of governments and political stability in the Middle East as a whole. This confrontation adds to the extremism, adds to the power of radical groups, and could destabilize some government in the Middle East. And that's sort of underlying what the anxiety is that's feeding into oil.
And Jenna, does he and other analysts, do they expect oil prices to keep rising?
You know, they do. Analysts continue to increase their forecasts for 06 prices and for 07. In a Reuters poll, analysts predicted global demand will keep the average price above $62 a barrel this year and so far, next year rather, and so far for this year, U.S. crude has averaged $67.67 a barrel. That's pretty high by today's standards anyway. Coming up later today on Marketplace, we're going to check out the G8 summit and how the Middle East violence might shift the discussion there.
Thank you, Janet. Janet Babin of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. It's produced by American Public Media.